To us to be here in his presence to learn how to speak. And you know, I'm sorry, but because I have the power of the microphone this morning, I'm going to just digress for 2 minutes. I know, I'm sorry, with all due respect. I just want to thank God. I know most of us know that we are celebrating our pastor's birthday this morning, but more importantly, you know, as we were, amen. As we were doing the praise worship, the Holy Spirit just brought this to my remembrance. I remember when I married my husband and we were living in the Bronx. And one day, I just said, I had this blood pressure cough. I just, Pastor Mo, sit down. Let us do our blood pressure. Then, you know, when you go to school, you are eager to practice on your family member. And I said, sit down. Let me do your blood pressure. And lo and behold, and I did my husband's blood pressure. And the blood pressure was like 240 over 110. I said, this is a lie. I did it again. I said, this is a lie. I said, hey, God have mercy. I said, what is going on? This man is just a young man. I said, maybe that is why he has brought me into his life. I said, Father, God, what are we going to do? Brethren, I can tell you, he went to his doctor. This man you're seeing here is a living testimony. He went to his doctor. They tried all medication, but the blood pressure never came down. Everything was done. But God stepped in. The fact that he's alive today, it is just by the hard work of God, not any man, not any medication. God has been faithful in the life of this man. And I just want to thank God Almighty for how far he has brought him. And I know greater heights still awaits for him in the mighty name of God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither has he entered into the heart of man, that which the Lord is said to do in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. So let's just give God a clap offering. Let's just give God a clap offering. Father, we give you all the praises. Thank you for your son. We bless your holy name. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, talk to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Come on, turn to the left and say, neighbor. Brethren, the world is changing. Challenges, difficulties, tribulations are increasing. Things is like we are faced with some things and we say, where did this come from? How come? Brethren, let us open our Bible to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 14. 1 Samuel 14, verse 13 to 14. Are we there? The Bible says, and Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And he fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. After that first slaughter, which Jonathan and his armor bearer made, was about 20 men within as it were an half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. Just follow me. This is an account of when the Philistines rose up and fought, you know, the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel saw them, they were like vast multitude, like locusts, swarm locusts. And they said, "Ha, where are these people coming from?" And this was it. This was what happened. And we're going to move down to verse 20 to 23. It says, "And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle." This was when they heard that Jonathan had, you know, started war. They heard that there's something, calamities happening in the enemy's camp, because they were hiding actually from the Philistines, because they were so afraid of the vast multitude of the army. So Saul heard in the, something is happening in the camp of the Philistines. Let's go. God is, you know, about to do something. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle, and behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a great discomfiture. Moreover, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time, which went up with them into the camp from the country round about, even they also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel which had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed after them in the battle. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over unto Bethaven. And just follow me, flip to about three chapters, 1 Samuel 17. We're on a journey, just, you know, follow me. 1 Samuel 17, we're going to read from 1 to 10. I will read the first verse, you read the second verse until we get to the 10th verse. Amen? So are we there, 1 Samuel 17? Amen. Now, I start. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shuscol, which belongs to Judah, and pitched between Shuscol and Azekah in Ephidamim. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on this one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing his shield went before him. Hallelujah. Verse 9. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall he be our servant and serve us. I'm going to read the last verse, 11. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Brethren, you might be wondering, why do, how does step up have to relate with this? What does step up mean? Step up means improvement. Step up means to be better than yesterday. Step up means to boost. Step up means to augment. Augment means make something greater by adding on to that thing. Step up means to speed up. Step up means to swell up than where you were. You're bigger than what you were yesterday. Step up means to expand. That is what definition of what step up means. But now, looking at this, you know, 1 Samuel 13 and 1 Samuel 17, we would see an account of children of Israel. In the 1 Samuel 13, these were children of Israel that confronted the Philistines, and they were able to defeat the Philistines because of the power of God upon their life. Okay? The God made this, you know, his power work miracles, and the Philistines turned
against themselves, and they were defeated. And they ran and ran and beat this until the Israelites couldn't find them anymore. But now, chapter 14 came, chapter 15 came, chapter 16 came, up until chapter 17. The Bible recorded. Now the same Philistines that ran away, that were defeated by the children of Israel, came at the infantry to show up. Brother, you would have thought in our own human mind, when we are faced with something and we know that that thing has defeated us, flawed us, we always do what? We don't want to confront that thing. We'll pick race and go the other way. When we see them say, yesterday or one last year, I remember what this person did to me. Let me go the other side. You know, that is what we human beings most likely do when we are faced with that situation. But the Bible recorded that in 1 Samuel 17, Goliath came out of the Philistine. So in that chapter 13, up all on the way to 17, the Philistines were they were building up. They were, you know, they were really increasing in their mentality that these people, we are going to face them the second time, and they will know. But then the Bible recorded in the book of that 7, it said there was a champion for them to have called Goliath a champion. That means they must have tested him in their abode, in their homeland. They've tested him, they've tried, and they've seen that he has won battles. So they called him a champion. So they had a champion that could face the children of Israel and defeat the children of Israel. But then I'm going somewhere. There was no Goliath in chapter 13, but there was a Goliath in chapter 17. The Philistines went to guard themselves up. They stepped up. They were not the same in chapter. They were not the same people in chapter 13 that were also in chapter 17. They had a champion. They breathed their champion. They fed their champion. They energized their champion. They trained and tutored their champion. They had someone that would stand for them in the time of the next battle of their life. But guess what? The Bible recorded that the children of Israel, when Goliath came, they arranged themselves in the same array, the same way that they will go for war. The same way, we are going for war, pick army. Army, follow. They came the same way that they were in chapter 13, not knowing that the Philistines were not the same. They have improved, left from where they were in chapter 13, and they came into chapter 17, a better and stronger army, while the children of Israel came the same way. Arrange themselves in Ari. Army, stand. We are going to battle. They never brushed off on themselves. They never stepped up. They never improved on their skills. They never said, we use the spear. God used this in chapter 13. Let us see if we can use another means. The Bible said they arranged themselves in the same Ari. But the Philistines were not the same from the Philistines that they saw in chapter 13. Brethren, I'm going somewhere. We can liken this to ourselves. Are we the same person in 2017, now, in 2018? Challenges that we are facing or that we have faced in the past is different from the one that we are facing right now. If we use the same strategy of 2016, of 2017, we will not be able to survive that which, it's here in 2018. Because let us not be deceived. The kingdom of God suffering violence, and it's only the violent that will take it by force. The life that we are, this journey of life, is full of battles. Let us not deceive us. Born again or no born again. Even the more born again you are, the more trouble, the more battles, the more challenges, the more trials. You cannot use the same strategy and tactics that you used 2015. The devil got you. The devil knew what you did. The devil knew you fasted for two days in 2014 to defeat him. He doesn't expect you, if he comes this year and you use 2 days, that 2 days might not work. Maybe it will require you to go for 1 week fasting. Brethren, we need to step up. The world is changing. Technology is changing. Everything is changing around us. We cannot fold our hands. The devil is coming day by day. Gone are those days. There was no issue of any gayism, lesbianism, but we are talking about it now. There was no issue of any opioid or any suicidal. What is happening now? The devil is really hitting us, and we cannot use the same strategy that we've been using 5-6 years ago in the same time in this year 2018. We need to step up. There was a Goliath that stood up in the chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. The Philistine understand that if we have to go back and fight these people, we cannot go the same way that we went in chapter 13. So they were get up. They braced themselves up. They stepped up. They had a champion. They trained the champion. They faced the children of Israel. The Bible recorded that for 40 days and 40 nights, Goliath kept coming and making announcements. And they were teaching. They were hiding. Who is going to go for what? 40 days for the Israelites might mean years of discomfort for children of God if we don't step up. That 40 days were miserable for the children of Israel. I'm sure their eyes open and one eye closed, waiting to see what is going to happen today. Okay, are we going to survive it today? And Goliath will come. Bring one person that would fight for you and kill me. Bring it. I think Goliath against Goliath. I'm sure they must have known that these people, they did not even, they have not improved. They are still the same person. God, it's still the same, Sister Toye. It's the same, yes, let's go. Remember, the Bible says that when you chase out something inside from yourself, the demon out of yourself. If you are not careful, if you are not guarded up, and it will bring more than let and come back. God forbid, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Philistines, we know that these people, these children of Israel, we need to, you know, intensify our effort. We need to get up and do what we need to do in order to defeat this army of God in their own eyes. Why the children of Israel? They were, you know, just enjoying and being the same. Okay, God is with us. Let's just sit down. Every day we wake up, we operate 1 minute, we go to work 1 minute. Maybe God is requiring more of our time as we go, as we journey in life, because challenges are increasing. The older we get, the more challenge we face. The more challenges we are facing. As our children are small, for people that have children, as our children are small, and the challenge that they face when they are small is different from when they get to teenage. It's different from when they get to youth. It's different from when they get to college. It's different from when they get married. You cannot use the same strategy that you used when they were 4 or 5 years old to do when they were teenagers and after teenagers and to do when they are. You cannot. God forbid. Parents, we need to step up. Husbands, you need to step up. Wife, you need to step up. In your various career, you need to step up. Things are changing. In America now, it's your experience that matters. I know God is important, but it's your experience and your certificate and your exposure that matters in the career world. But then we need to step up and stop using the tactics and the strategies of 2010 in this present age that we are in, or else we'll be swept off our feet. For 40 days, the children of Israel, they were miserable. They were in distress. They were discomforted by the Goliath of the people that they fought and they won the other time. Like I said, that is their 40 days. 40 days could be 10 years for some people, could be 2 years for some people, could be 1 year that they should have stepped up and dealt with the enemy mercilessly. They've allowed the enemy to torment them because they've refused to grow. They've refused to spend more time with God. They've refused to increase that 1 hour, 1 day fasting to 2 day fasting, using the same fasting method that was 10 years ago, and you're still using it the same. It's only God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We cannot remain the same. We need to step up. Brethren, the children, the armies of Philistines came, and they were tormenting the children of Israel.
is very important for us to know that we need to step up our game. May we not be defeated by what we have defeated before in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, how can we step up our game? We can step up our game by, one, as children of God, we need to ensure that we grow daily in the Word of God. How many of the Word of God do we know? There's a saying that said, how you respond to issues of life is a reflection of who is with you. How you respond to the issue of life. They can come and tell you that, say, something happened. And you say, all is well. And some people say, how are we going to do it? Hey, why? Because those people that, how are we going to do it? They don't know their God. But those that know their God, the Bible says that they'll be strong and they will do exploits. So how we respond to situations and issues of life is as a reflection of who we know. How much of the Word of God do we know? How much of this God do we know? It is in our trials and temptation that we know God. Brethren, we pray every day, God increase me. God enlarge my cause. God give me a testimony. Do we know that before a testimony can come, there has to be a test? We say this year is a year of song of victory. What comes before victory? Battle. Are we ready for the battle of year 2018? Let us true talk. True talk. If we want victories, we need to be ready for battles. And it's those battles that we win that gives us experience and give us testimony to encourage those that are coming behind. Let us not stop running away from mountains. Let us stop running away from Red Seas. Let us stop running away from Goliath. We need to face it in order for us to be effective children of God. Everybody wants to be like Daddy Joe. But can people go through what he has gone through? He preaches and he uses his life experiences. That is how he can reach out to people. How many of us are willing to go down that road? How many of us will say, when I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil? Brethren, it's true talk. If we want to be like Elijah, we want to be like Daddy Gio, we better be ready for battle. And we cannot use the same tactic that we used again a couple of years back. We can't use it this time. We need to grow in our faith. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the word of God. What are we doing in our car? I've started to do, instead of calling, I put on my Bible and read my, and hear my Bible. I'll put on my music, my Bible. I was going to say, I've come again with your closer people. Anyway, you know, hear the word of God. Listen to the word of God. The more of the word of God you hear, the heavier you are inside. The devil cannot carry you. You are heavy. Because you serve the mighty God. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. You can imagine the one that holds the whole land resides in us. We need to continuously hear the word of God. And when we hear the word of God, please, brethren, let us speak the word of God into our life. The more that thing is powerful, the more we speak that word, the more we become that thing. Sister Dami shared with us on Tuesday, Digging Deep. The more we speak the word of God, I am blessed. I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I know that God, Jesus Christ, died for me. No sickness can take my life. Speak the word of God and you become that word. But if you don't know the word of God, how do you want to speak it? The Bible recorded that when Jesus was tempted, he defeated the devil by the word of God. And remember, don't say because I read that chapter last week, you'll be dazed. You'll be dazed that when you read that chapter the following week, it's new. Something new will jump at you. I was sharing on our prayer line yesterday at prayer warriors prayer line when we were praying. I said the book of Exodus 14, when children of Israel were passing the Red Sea, that the Jews spoke about it in open heavens during the week. I've been reading it.
But something jumped at me that time with that verse. And I've read that verse several times. We cannot stop reading the word of God. Don't say I've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Keep still reading it. You will get more new revelation that you will need to defeat the battle of today. That you need to defeat the battle of September of 2018. You need the word of God. We need to grow in our walk with God. Psalm 119:05 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We need to walk, grow in the walk with God. We need to grow in our commitment with God. How committed are we to the things of God? Maybe last year, I tried to do this. Okay, I come to church on Sunday. This year, I prayed for Sister A last year. Have you increased the number of sisters you are praying for this year? I blessed this person this year. Have you increased the number of people that is on the blessing list? Remember, God created us for the people around us, not for us and our children and spouse alone. We need to grow in our commitment with God. How many times are we giving to God per day? If it's last year, 5 minutes, increase it. Maybe 7 minutes this year. The following year, 10 minutes. If God gives you the grace, 1 hour. We need to grow in our commitment with God. We need to grow in our competencies and ability that God has bestowed in us. There's so many gifts God has put in us that only if God could open our eyes and say, this one is still sleeping. You need to wake up the nation inside of you. You need to wake up that nation that put inside of you. You need to wake it up. We need to grow in our competencies. What have we done last year? Okay, yes, I did Mass 102 last year. What are you doing this year? I'm not doing anything. I got the certificate last year. Okay, maybe this year I can go for conference to brush up. You need to make a conscious effort to develop yourself. They must not meet you the same way you were yesterday or last year. Nigerians, we don't read. No, but not only Nigerians, Africans, we don't read books. Daddy, and one of our daddies always saying this. The more books we read, the more enlightened we are. Let us not play ignorance. Ignorance is not an excuse. Brethren, let me share something with you. I was watching this. I don't watch news. I don't watch news. I told you I don't watch news. It's not that because I don't like news. It's just because I don't have the time to watch news. But this faithful day, which was, I think, last month, February, they were talking about, in the news, they were talking about the fact that in a couple of months, there's going to be an increase in interest rates of credit cards and all these things. And an analyst was talking on the news and said, well, they asked the analyst, the financial analyst, what would you recommend for people to do? He said, well, he would recommend that people should, as much if they can, pay up their credit card bill so that they don't get hit with the increase in the interest rate that is going to go up. Or there's some other option. If you have a 401k, you can go and borrow and pay off that thing. I say, Pastor, the next day I said, no, this is, we cannot play ignorance. Because if we play ignorance, we are actually digging ourselves for trouble. The next day, I gathered all my card, my bills. As I calculated all the interest I've been paying, I called my phone. I said, when they bring the bill, I just throw it somewhere or I give it to Pastor Mo. I called them. I said, please, is it possible for me to get some money for my phone, something? Oh, they said, oh, yes, ma'am. And they said, okay, you can get this. When I calculated it, my brethren, it paid all my credit card bill. And when I brought out the credit card and I calculated all the interest that I've been paying, Jesus Christ, I would have built a mansion in Nigeria. I would have built a mansion in that. And this 401, it is my own money that has been sitting down there that they said I will use at 65. after 65. I don't, 65 is still 40 years. Let me get this money that can pay for 3 years. That we won't pay, the interest will come to me. That all the credit cards, that, no, Brendan, this is a reality check for me. This was a reality. I called my husband straight. I said, I said, this will never happen again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Brendan, we cannot play ignorance, please. We have to step up. I don't watch this. Thank God I watched this on that day. I always ask Mommy Coco for, Mommy, what is the weather today? Brethren, it is very important for us to know. The world is changing. Challenges are changing. Trials are pumping up. We need to raise ourselves up. We need to step up. We need to, please. In our various homes, with our children, with our spouses, at our place of work, our career, our profession, in our ministry, please, we need to step up. We cannot afford the devil to be beating us down. He knows how to get us. We get fallen today, tomorrow, today. No, we cannot allow it, because the Bible says that God has made everything available unto us. We should not be, wallowing in poverty. We should not be wallowing in debt. We should not be wallowing in defeat. We should not be. It's an error. God Almighty will help us in Jesus' name. Until a David came, the children of Israel did not get their victory. Brethren, we need to step up. Let's step up so that the battle that we won last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when it appears, it doesn't flow us down. And may it not happen to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shall we rise up on our faith? Let us make a deliberate effort with the help of the Holy Spirit to grow daily. Let us make that deliberate effort to grow daily, brethren. I tell you, even if it's just 1 second that you will add to your quiet time, even if it's 1 minute, it just goes a long way. Let us make a deliberate effort in our career, in our profession, our ministry, to grow on a daily basis. Let them people not meet. Let not the enemy meet us the same way we were. Last year, meet us now at this the same way. No. Let us not allow that. As we rise up this morning, let's cry out to God and say, "My Father, my Father." Let us say, "My Father, my Father, help me to make a conscious effort to grow daily with the help of the Holy Spirit, oh Lord. Father, help me, oh Lord, to make a conscious effort with the help of the Holy Spirit to grow daily, Lord. I don't want to be stagnant, oh Lord. I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to remain, oh Lord, the same way I was in 2017, 2016, oh Lord. Father, help me to make a conscious effort, oh Lord. Father, to grow daily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And lastly, let's cry out to God and say, my Father, give me the grace to be able to surmount every new challenges that come my way in the name of Jesus. Father, give me the grace, oh Lord. Give us the grace as a church. Give us the grace as a family. Give us the grace as an individual to surmount, oh Lord, every new challenges, every new trials, every new temptation that the enemy might want to bring our way, oh Lord, in this year 2018 and seven, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.